When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Welcome!
It's time for Between You and Us.
This is the episode where we read the reviews that you send to our email address.
And thankfully they're not reviews of us, they're reviews that you find on the internet.
Yes. And this is a good way for us to read all sorts of things.
It's also a great way for us to not do work.
That's true. It is pretty easy to prepare, thanks to you people.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for your emails. And for future episodes, if you want to send us reviews, be sure to send them to beach2sandy@gmail.com with the subject Between You and Us.
Yep, you can put Between You and Us, and then if you want to add more to it, you can. But as long as that's in there, we'll put it in the right folder. If you haven't heard back, we don't usually respond because we get so many.
We just throw them in the folder.
We throw them in the folder. We're hundreds backlogged, so don't fret. Yes. We're not ignoring you intentionally. We are ignoring you, but not intentionally. Not
exactly.
We wish we didn't have to.
Well, it's funny. I was reading one today, and at the bottom there was a challenge idea, and I'm like, that's a good one. It's been sitting in there since July.
Right.
And I'm like, darn. Well, I mean, we can still use it. But I was like, oh, that's a good idea. So if you do want to send us something else, like maybe a lot of praise.
Well, I always feel bad. People write really
do that over email?
Nice things. And I'm always like, oh, God, now I can't respond to all of these. And they're all very kind and nice. So communally, I'd like to say thank you to everyone for the kind words.
Yes, seriously. Thank you for writing in.
Unless you write us mean things, which happens rarely.
Thankfully, very rarely.
Okay. Cool. So I think I should go first. I think I have more than you.
I would appreciate that.
Okay. So let's see what I have for you here. Okay. So Madison sent in a review. It is a 1-star review that she found of the movie Blockers.
What is that?
It's a movie that came out recently. It's supposed to be like Blockers.
Oh, it's If you had said Blockers, I actually would have known what you were talking about.
Is that? I think it's called Blockers.
Is it just called Blockers?
Yes.
I thought the billboard said Blockers.
No, it definitely didn't. I mean, I think...
Oh, it's just a picture of a...
Yes. Of a chicken. A rooster.
That's what I said.
All right. Well, we've already just offended a lot of people. So this is a review by Angus, who was incredibly offended by the movie. So
Angus would be.
Angus is not listening to our podcast. I can confidently say that. So this is Angus's 1-star review on Amazon Prime, thanks to Madison. This movie sucks. It did not follow the formula of raunchy comedy. In fact, it turned it upside down. I never laughed. There was no female nudity. Even in a simulated sex scene, the woman had her clothes on. Instead, we were treated with constant male nudity, including chests, legs, butts, and even male junk. Next, we find the girls take a mature view of sex and were somewhat rational and calm. The parents are not rational and calm. The white men were especially not rational and calm. One man cries, the other muscular man cries twice, and is reported to have cried for a child's movie. Luckily for them, the African-American boyfriend is calm and rational, and the brown-skinned wife is also calm and rational. The antics and irrationality of the parents is tiresome. Fortunately, at the end, the, quote, mature girls teach the stupid, irrational parents about life. What a stupid movie. End of review.
I hate this person.
Yeah, he's fucking terrible.
That was awful.
Yes, it was. It was terrible. The brown-skinned wife, are you kidding me?
That was beyond what I expected. They were like, they turned the comedy upside down. And I'm like, okay.
No, he's basically offended that the white people were the... Were made yeah. to be the butt of the joke, if
but
you
where
will.
Where the hell did he get his formula?
Oh my god.
Like, probably Mein Kampf or something?
Probably. The ultimate, the original slapstick comedy. Anyway, so that's Angus's take.
Angus, please, stay far away from me. And stay far away from the film industry. I hope no one gives you the job of writing some sort of comedy.
I hope you don't watch a lot of movies, because you're going to be offended deeply by a lot of things in this world.
That's a good point. Why, like, and also why would a person like this go to a movie like that?
Well, they watched it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, true. Okay, never mind.
So they probably paid $3.99 for it.
Angus shut me right up there.
Listen, God, Angus is a lot of things, but he's no fool with his money.
Well, actually, you know what? It's funny. I was watching a movie the other week, and at the end there was Angus did write a movie.
What?
The Birth of a Nation. Have you heard of it?
He wrote the movie?
He wrote the formula for that movie.
Oh, I see. Thanks.
Yeah.
I think we've discussed...
It was in the credits.
We've discussed Birth of a Nation before. And like,
have we really?
I think the first or second episode.
We
so
really shouldn't.
It's probably pretty problematic that we're discussing it again. Thank
at
you,
least,
though.
At least...
You brought it up both times. So, thank you for that. Slapstick comedy, indeed.
Okay, I'm just going to be quiet now.
Great. Your turn.
Now I'll read a review. Okay. So this is sent in by Jonathan, who discovered our podcast about a month ago in July.
Oh, welcome.
So welcome. Discovered us in June.
And left us today.
And loved it so much. Binged all episodes in about 3 weeks.
Aw.
And guess where Jonathan's from?
Where?
Dayton.
Aw.
And he's glad to have us representing Ohioans on the internet.
You're welcome.
Go Raiders. Wright State Raiders. The Rowdy, right? You know.
Yeah, I know. I don't think anyone else on the planet knows.
Well, hopefully Jonathan knows. Here's a review. Well, it's not exactly a review. This is one of those question and answer parts on Amazon.
Sure.
So there's someone who asked a question.
About a product.
About a product. And the product is a hard hat.
Okay.
And in the screenshot, I see many hard hats, like related items.
Sure.
Different options, what to buy. That's what this person needs help with. Here we go. This is a deadly serious topic. What hat will actually keep my head safe if there are objects flying around outside? What about my father's head? End of question.
Okay.
Very deadly serious. And then the answer. This hat is basically to save your brains in having concussions from smaller objects falling. End of answer.
That's not helpful.
I don't think either of those things were helpful.
Neither of those answer the question of what's spinning around. What objects are we talking about?
To be honest, that first question didn't really call for an educated answer.
Yes. No, not even a little bit. I need some more information in order to infer what the hell this person's talking about. Objects flying around could be locusts, cicadas.
Oh, true. So those small objects. So that hat could be perfect for small objects like cicadas.
Cicadas.
Locusts and cicadas.
It also could, the user could also be referencing, maybe they're a prepper and they're prepping for the apocalypse. And
is that what they're called?
Yes. Preppers.
Preppers?
Yes.
Okay.
I worked on that show at National Geographic.
Sounds like some sort of like, I don't know, someone at a country club. Think of those preppers in their boat shoes.
A crossover could be a good screenplay.
Pink polos.
So, yeah, maybe that's what they're talking about.
Okay, maybe.
End of the world, end of days.
Yeah.
Chaos, that's, tornadoes.
You know what? I like that. So it sounds like this helmet, this hard hat will not help.
It sounds like maybe they're barking up the wrong tree, if you will.
I think they need other types of help. I do have another one that Jonathan sent in.
Oh, okay, great.
So this one is of the Metro Blue Line in downtown Minneapolis.
Super.
Isn't it fun how we get to read these random things?
We never would stumble upon this otherwise.
Absolutely not. This is from Judson. I was in town for a conference. I was at the airport. I had to make a decision. Taxi, Uber, or light rail. My hotel was two blocks from the other end of the blue line. I had to try it. It cost $2.50 and was easy squeezy. No problems whatsoever. I'd recommend it to anyone. And a review.
Aw.
Nice five-star review.
That's the only five-star review in the history of the United States about public transportation.
Yep, I believe so.
It's pretty incredible that he found that specific review.
Mm-hmm. And he titled it, I didn't want to give it away, but I'm going to give the title now. Easy Squeezy Way to Get to Downtown Minneapolis. That was on TripAdvisor. So if I'm on TripAdvisor going to Minneapolis, I'm like, yep, I'm taking that blue line.
Do people, like, get points for this? Like, what is the use of reviewing public transportation, except, I guess, to help your fellow humans?
Yeah, Judson has written...
The cat is walking on the keyboard.
Oh, my God, Kitty. Juniper. Judson has written 158 reviews, so Judson gets something out of it, that's for sure.
Judson's been on a lot of light rails.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you, Judson.
I really appreciate that.
Okay, let's see. Here we are. This is did I just read one from Madison? This is another one from a different Madison. And if I didn't read one from Madison, then this is one from the first Madison. Madison says, hey, Alex and Christine. So for my job, I end up buying a lot of items off Amazon because my employer likes to take advantage of Prime. With that being said, I read a lot of reviews, both good and bad, sometimes terrible, before buying office products. This is a review of Office Mate Unbreakable Wall File Vertical Clear, number 21674.
What?
What?
A vertical what? File thing?
Office Mate Unbreakable Wall File Vertical Clear, number 21764.
I don't know what that looks like.
Like a hanging wall file. Like a hanging...
It hangs on the wall?
Yes, and you put files in it.
I've never seen that.
You have seen that. But okay.
Okay. I'm looking up vertical wall file.
Jesus.
Oh, interesting. What? Yes, those
yes,
things.
You know what a wall file is? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a review, a one-star review by Ian. Avoid if you have an alternative. Terrible quality. On one side, the keyhole attachment points are well formed. However, on the other side, the holes appear to have been made by a blind chimpanzee using a blunt teaspoon after drinking a bottle of cheap tequila. As other reviewers have said, the clear plastic is a more dehydrated urine yellow with odd staining among the plastic. This is one instance where made in the USA is not something to be proud of.
Oh.
End of review.
Ouch.
And Madison says that Ian did include a photo, and from what you can tell, he was right on the money with that one.
With the chimpanzee part?
Yep, and then she goes, I'm going to buy it anyway for my boss. Also, she says, Christine, I saw you in Minneapolis, and my fiance and I had a wonderful time. Hashtag team alcohol.
Do you think she took the Metro Blue Line?
Oh my God! Yes,
probably.
Do you think Madison's fiance is
Judson?
Judson,
probably.
Oh my God! This is such
it's all
cool,
coming together.
Cool coincidence.
Well, thank you, Madison. I have a review from Kaylee. Kaylee absolutely loves this podcast.
Me too.
And looks and sounds like a crazy person when she listens and talks about the podcast.
Oh, so do we.
Yeah. And, she says it fits her pretty well, though. That's good. So, Kaylee works in a small rural town in central Pennsylvania and is an avid Goodwill goer.
Okay,
fine. Decided to look up the hours and, of course, just had to look up the reviews. And here we go. Here's a one-star review from Jackie. Prices are higher than any Goodwill I've ever been in, from Texas to East Coast. so was glad to see the cashier that never wears a bra did have on a work vest cover-up.
Oh.
End of review.
Oh! Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's none of your business.
Yeah, I don't know where that kind of came out of left field.
What was the beginning?
Prices are higher than any Goodwill I've ever been in, from Texas to East Coast.
I got lulled, like, into a sense.
It happens.
Into a false sense of security, and then all of a sudden I got, like, ripped out of it.
Absolutely. Well, here's another one from Tina.
Oh, great.
2 stars. Slow employees at register. Needed help with sizes, and girl said to me, "All kid clothes are here. I have no clue about Husky." End of review. I'm pretty sure that happened to me multiple times in my life.
That's so sad.
Poor Tina.
That still happens to
you. Poor Tina.
Poor Tina.
And then a third one from Music Puzzle. 3 stars. This is a store in which to buy items. End of review.
What was it of?
The same Goodwill. All three of these are the same Goodwill.
What did you say, music something?
Music Puzzle is the name of the reviewer.
Oh. Okay.
So this is what Goodwill is like in central Pennsylvania.
I'm telling you, it sounds like a free-for-all. It's just like Husky clothes, no bras, like, it's just items.
Items.
Just items galore.
Items everywhere. Items everywhere.
Chaos.
Absolute chaos. Chaos from Kaylee.
Thank you, Kaylee.
In central Pennsylvania.
Okay, so I believe it's my turn now?
I believe so.
Okay. Let's see. Wait. Oh, shit. I'm in yours. I opened one and I was like, this is funny. And then I realized it said Alex between you and us.
Hey.
Sorry. Okay, I'm trying to find mine. Okay, here it is. We need a better filing system. Sorry. So this is a review sent in by Jordan. And Jordan says, I know I just sent y'all a review a little bit ago. Sorry, we have not encountered that yet. But when I saw this, I knew y'all had to see it right away. Barb isn't like most book reviewers. She's different. She's special. She's picky and judgmental. She's a woman of taste and refinement. Barb doesn't have to give a 1 star in place of a 0 star review because luckily for her, on Goodreads, you can leave a review without giving a star rating.
Oh.
This is a review of the book Forever Amber by Kathleen Windsor. Barb says, I know some of you just love this book, and I'm happy for you. You are the good kind of people who are able to go out into the world and make friends easily because you see the good in everyone, regardless of how horrible and shallow and rotten they are. I am not like you. I'm fussy. I'm particular. I'm very judgmental. And I could only stand to read 323 pages of this awful book. I, too, am one of those people who thinks you should finish the book if you start it. I have never left a review about a book that I didn't complete. I'm making an exception here because 323 pages is a book for most authors, and certainly plenty long enough for me to know I wasn't going to like it any better by reading 650 more.
Shit, that's a lot of books.
that's a lot of books.
I was shocked at that.
Okay. I know.
I mean, I'm shocked at a lot of this, but...
If you are particular like me, and you like what I like, take a look at my other reviews to get an idea, you will probably think this book is horrid drivel too. I did not like any of the characters. They were rotten, especially Amber. Keep in mind that the book is called Forever Amber. I have to like someone in the story in order to read 970 pages about them. I'm funny like that. The character development was seriously lacking, the dialogue was horrid, the storyline was barely, if at all, believable, and I will admit I am happy to suffer all of those things if I love the protagonist. Here, I couldn't even like her. Save your money and borrow this from the library if you must read it. The two nice things I can say are the cover is pretty and it's heavy enough to use as a doorstop. End of review.
Jesus. I like how they started off, though, by saying, like, you're the good people. I'm not. So they admitted right away they're not a good person.
That they're a shitty person to trust. I'm like, I don't trust anything you're about to say. However, I did look up this book called Forever Amber by Kathleen Windsor. It was a book written in 1944.
Oh.
And it was a romance novel that was then turned into a motion picture classic by, I believe, Fox. So
when you say classic,
I don't
know. Do
you
truly mean that? I've never heard of this in my life.
I think I meant to say it was made into a film in 1947 by 20th Century Fox.
There you go.
Site, source, Wikipedia.
Wow, okay. I did not expect that it was that old.
Forever Amber tells the story of orphaned Amber St. Clair, who makes her way up through the ranks of 17th century English society by sleeping with and or marrying successively richer and more important men while keeping her love for the one man she can never have.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, that's, could you imagine being that author looking down or looking up at this reviewer and being like, dude, I wrote this in 1944. It's a different time that you're living in.
I'm also 104.
This was a big deal back then.
I'm also 144 now, so I don't really care what you have to say on Goodreads.com, Barb. I think she and Angus should get together, although they might end up in quite a battle.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how long it took that author, though, to write that.
900 some pages.
That's insane. But like a fucking lifetime.
But that's what they did back then. They just sat around in their gardens.
Less time listening to free radio shows and more time writing.
Less time on BuzzFeed taking quizzes about what kind of popsicle you are. More time, you know,
that's
writing about
exactly what I was thinking.
The King of England and his many mistresses. Mm-hmm. So, so that's that. That's Barb. Thanks. So thank you, Jordan, for sending that in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it as well. These next two were sent in by Kelly. Kelly loves our podcast and also likes to get her fix by searching for equally absurd one-star reviews of local places in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I love Pittsburgh.
Stop.
I do.
I recently stumbled on some excellent ones for Whole Foods.
Oh, gosh.
So here we go. I'm going to read two of them. First one is by Captain B, one star. I just love the feeling of being looked down on by you hippies when I don't bring my reusable bag to the checkout line. End of review.
Nobody cares.
That is a sign of guilt. You have feelings of guilt.
Exactly.
For this.
You're projecting.
No one is saying anything to you. All they're saying is paper or plastic. And you are feeling the guilt.
Or they're saying, did you bring a bag today? And you have to say no,
because
you didn't.
Yeah. Absolute projection.
I don't think that the cashiers, I don't think you're the only person that doesn't bring in a reusable bag.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they take the time out of their day to really throw
ill will. People they have to deal with every single day?
They probably have more ill, I mean, they definitely have more ill will for the people that treat them poorly than the ones that don't bring a reusable shopping bag.
Yeah. They couldn't care less.
Anyway.
And also, everyone who works at Whole Foods is a hippie? I don't know.
No.
That makes no sense.
I'm sure it's not true. Whole Foods has great benefits.
Mm-hmm.
They pay well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to work. My friend worked there.
Yeah.
She was kind of a hippie, but it doesn't mean she stands
Captain B. You might be onto something here.
What is Captain B?
That's the person who wrote that review.
Oh. I thought that was some weird
nickname.
Anyway, so I don't know. I don't think my one friend is representative of the entire Whole Foods community, but she did one time use her health money that they gave her to buy me contact solution. So
that's really nice.
Yes, that was very nice.
So there's at least one good Whole Foods employee out there.
At least one.
At least one. So be nice, Captain B. Here's another one. One star.
Sent in by...
Same Whole Foods, yes.
Okay.
I'm reading two of
these. Oh, I see.
One star review of the same Whole Foods. Need a new baker. Chocolate cookies are burnt. This is critical. End of review.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
This is critical. I mean, it is absolutely critical.
I take chocolate chip cookies very seriously. Yeah.
As one should.
As one should.
I don't find much humor in that.
I'm sorry.
Despite the loud laughter that just emitted from my body.
Honestly, I read that just to bring awareness to the Pittsburgh Whole Foods so that they know to hire a new baker.
I think it's an epidemic.
It truly is.
I know you're all protesting on the streets. Get off the streets and go to the Whole Foods in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that baker needs to go.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Who was that from, the email?
It was from Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
I have a review from Jasmine, and it was sent back in May. It says, hey there, Alex and Christine, love the show and can't wait to see how big you guys get.
I've been putting on pounds. What? That's so rude.
All those damn burnt chocolate chip cookies.
Leave my husky pants alone.
So, Jasmine says, I was browsing wineries in Scottsdale, Arizona to take my mom for Mother's Day and came across this gem of a review. Okay, this is a review of Sorso Wine Room by Scott, 1 star. Scott is also a local guide on Google.
Big deal. Big honcho.
Big deal. This is critical. F you, you lazy collegiate POSs. Let me add a little bit. F is obviously just a capital F.
Yes.
Lazy collegiate with a question mark for spelling, which makes me laugh.
No way.
Very much. F you, you lazy collegiate spelling. Pieces of shit is what POSs stand for. F you, you lazy collegiate piece of shit.
So wait. I just want to pause. Sorry. Collegiate spelling, question mark. How is that not lazy? Just look it up.
The thing is, they spelt it right.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Gosh.
I don't know the problem.
Lack of confidence.
Most of the other words were not spelled right. So F you, you lazy collegiate piece of shits. Pieces of shit, I think is a proper grammatical term. 11:29, when I walked in for one cocktail and informed that there was 5 minutes to last call. Really fun to order a drink and then try to enjoy it with all the teeny bopper staff lingering at the end of the bar talking personal business. B-I-Z. Business.
An oxymoron in itself.
Yeah, that's true. Real fun. Great way to enjoy a $12 mule. You think I'd learn by now. No bling equals no ting in Snotsdale.
Excuse me? No bling equals no ting. Or no ting. Wait.
No bling equals no ting. This is critical.
Oh.
No bling equals no ting in Snotsdale.
Do we learn what any of this means?
No.
So it's up to me to guess.
It's up to you to really, really go deep into your mind's eye and figure it out.
Well, I figured it out.
What?
Okay.
Don't even.
No?
What are you going to say? Something annoying?
No, I was just going to say maybe it's something like they walked in without any bling on. Weren't wearing like the, you know, gold chain, gold rings.
Sure.
Whatever gold.
No grill.
No grill. And so they got no ting. Which is a way of saying nothing.
I see, like business.
So they didn't get treated well.
It's a slang.
Yeah. And Snotsdale, this is where it's a big reach. I think that he's mocking the city of Scottsdale.
It could be, but you know, his name is also Scott, so.
So he doesn't want to put his own name
in the city. I think he doesn't want to associate
with Scottsdale.
The blingy.
That's it. I'm sorry. I was reaching. That
blingy
makes more
Scottsdale,
sense.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I mean, definitely the more convoluted one is definitely the more accurate one.
Okay. I look forward to hearing what else Scott has to say.
Great way to enjoy a $12 mule. You think I'd learn by now, no bling equals no ting in Snotsdale. Also, no big fake tatas and long blonde hair. Go somewhere else, please. End of review.
Now that doesn't need to be analyzed nearly as much.
I'd rather not analyze it. Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm. This Scott fella, he's a winner.
Well, he has no big fake tatas, so
not
a winner in my book.
That's why he didn't get ting.
No ting.
God, what the hell is that about?
I don't know. This is a very, like, dark, deeply upsetting review. And I like how, what?
Yeah.
I just like how that he went into a bar at 11:29. They said, hey, it's almost last call. He bought a drink anyway, knowing that, and knowing it was $12, and then complained the entire time.
Yes.
That he had to, yeah.
But probably kept to himself, didn't say anything, and then decided to
he minded
complain
his own
on the internet
business.
Later. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That reminds me, though, I saw a review. I don't know what the context of this was. I saw a review when I was researching recently, and someone said, made fun of, like, this it was like a Wendy's or something, and they were like, this is the kind of service you get here. And they took a picture of an employee in the back kitchen on their phone.
What?
And posted it online.
Which is, like, not allowed, by the way.
You should not be doing that.
You should not take photos of strangers without their consent and post them on the internet.
That sounds like the kind of person who would cuss out the employees and when they start recording him would be like, you can't do that to me.
This also sounds like the person who, working at their establishment, probably pulls their phone out and takes pictures of people.
Yes,
so I don't
true.
Think this is a very fair argument.
Agreed. Okay, my next one is from Caitlin. It's actually a couple. So Caitlin did something pretty fun. Caitlin tried Googling reviews of Google.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I didn't ask. But here are a couple reviews of Google.
I'm so excited.
First one is from Anonymous. These nincompoops ask you for unusual traffic. End of review.
What?
Presumably they're using Google Maps. And it's something about unusual traffic. So it's a 1-star review of Google.
It is, you know, I found that if you shake your phone by accident on Google Maps, it says, is something wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Submit feedback. So that's probably what's happening.
I have seen that. That's right.
I wonder what kind of, I'm so curious what kind of fucking feedback they get.
God.
When they're stuck, people are stuck on the 405.
How do you sift through that shit? Could you imagine?
That must be a really rough
job. They have to, like, just probably automate most of it and send most of it to the trash.
You'd hope so, right?
They probably get so much shit constantly. So here's another one. 1-star. Nasty security support. A male operator told me, fuck you. I'm going to rip his balls off. End of review.
Now that's one that gets flagged by the automated system. Yeah. I think there's a couple words in there, keywords in
and
there.
And yet Caitlin found it. Maybe that's Caitlin's job, flagging them. So.
Caitlin, I'm going to send you a gift basket because that's a really rough job. Holy crap.
How bad would that be? Gosh. Yeah, so that's what's going on in the Google hate world.
I'd like to read reviews of Yelp. Somebody find that for me. I'm very curious.
Oh, boy. No, because you just opened a huge can of worms because I'm sure they are so bad. I bet there's a whole thing on the Yelp forums.
Probably.
That are anti-Yelp, except I could imagine those getting allegedly removed. Allegedly.
Allegedly. This is a review sent in by Kelsey. It says, oh my gosh, you guys completely have to check out the reviews for bulk communion wafers on Amazon. This might be a niche sort of thing, but as fellow Catholic school folks, I thought you would appreciate. Continue to love the podcast. Thanks for all the work you guys do. Kay.
I already appreciate it. I love this.
Okay, Kay
says. Love this idea.
Kay sent that. I know. I'm very excited. So this first one is by, it doesn't say the name because it got cut off, but the title of the review is The Power of Christ Compels You. I have to buy these for my sister at least once a month. It's an addiction and I'm constantly in a state of discomfort. I'm terrified out of nowhere she'll whip them out and down a full pack. 3 stars for the affordable price, though. Oh. Then the next one is by Chuck. Verified purchase, by the way. 5-star review. Subject is, great for when you have the munchies. And the review says, the tastiest 1,000 tiny bits of Jesus I have ever ate.
Oh, no.
Just bought these as a holy snack. Great for when you have the munchies and just want something. It doesn't matter what. Okay, end of review.
It does, should matter what.
When do you have the munchies and it's like, it doesn't matter. I'd rather eat Jesus right now.
Like, if it doesn't matter, you eat garbage. Like, you eat really nasty things like that taste good.
This doesn't taste good. As a Catholic person, I can tell you it doesn't taste good. Also, I can tell you that it's not actually Jesus unless a priest performs transubstantiation.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whipping out the big words.
The good word.
The good words.
As some like to call
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I know, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I know what I just did.
The last one is by Amazon customer, also a verified purchase. 5-star review. It just says, Jesus.
That's incredible.
That's the funniest thing.
Holy shit. That is so perfect.
I know it's two
what
syllables, but I didn't think I'd be able to get through it without laughing. So.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Thank you, Kelsey, for finding this weirdness.
Beautiful.
Oh my god. Okay.
You're
up. You're up.
I have my last email is from Christine.
Oh!
And Christine happens to be a Christine who lived near Cincinnati as a child and had a best friend named M growing up.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
This is disturbing.
Yeah.
Doppelganger.
I was disturbed as well reading this. But yeah, so here's what Christine says. Hello to my favorite podcasting sibling duo.
Oh, hi.
Very specific.
I know.
I wish we were a little more general.
Yeah. I guess we'll take it for now.
I don't think we have much competition in that department. Who boy.
Yeah, even the McElroys are a trio.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, sibling. Oh, no.
Damn it.
Hoo boy, this is a doozy, and I get it if you don't want to read it on the podcast because it's a lot, but I just had to share this with someone.
But apparently we're going to anyway.
Yes. I came across this guy's Yelp profile and went down a rabbit hole reading all of his reviews and just, wow.
Okay.
So here is Trent.
Trent sounds like a piece of work already.
Yes, in Wilmington, Delaware. I am going to read a couple of these. My first one is of Mahogany and More. 2 stars. I walked in with my woman the other day and was approached by a very weird man. I was very turned off by the way he was trying to qualify me. My woman is extremely hot and gets a lot of looks every store we walk into.
My woman one more time, I swear.
We were looking for a sofa. I will go back on my own and talk to the other guy. End of review.
What? What? Oh my god. My woman is extremely hot. It's just like a blow-up doll that he just drags around with him.
Things are insane.
The way he's describing this
situation.
There's
so many, but I had a couple picked out, so let me find the right one.
Okay.
Oh yeah, here. Here's a 1-star review of Firebird's Wood Fired Grilled. The only thing I like about this spot are the hot babes during happy hour. Just being honest, the food is okay, the service is not. Nice girls, but into everything but the customer. I'm a longtime critic from LA, and I notice the menial that closes doors. I've seen this happen way too often. Add a dance floor and increase your profits. Believe me, if a person that knows a good steak will not be coming here. All in all, keep your chins up and pay attention to your customers.
What in the world?
Yes.
What in the world? This guy is such a creepo.
Oh yeah, it gets better. Hold on, there's another good one.
Add a dance floor. I want to rub up on some of those cute girls.
So another one here is a First State Bowling Center. Great place to bowl. Great place to meet chicks. Great place to eat. Took my grandmother there to bowl and eat, and I met a nice blonde chick there, and she sat down and ate fries and pizza with us, and then bowled a game as well. She gave me her number and told me she would like to bowl again soon. End of review.
Is this his weird way of writing like a dating blog or like
I don't
a
know.
Personal?
It's just so uncomfortable, all of it.
Like,
right?
Confessions of a Shopaholic, but.
Like, he has. His,
for Trent?
Quote, my woman. And then all of his other reviews are about the hotness of the staff or of the women that he picks up at the places.
Trent, you sicko. What's wrong with you?
I have one more.
Oh, great.
5-star review of Buffalo Wild Wings. Went there on Saturday and sat down and had the most amazing dining experience, I swear. The waitress was beautiful and pleasant and a sheer bliss to take care of me.
I thought it said sheer blouse and I was like, I am done with this guy.
I had so many wings and cocktails, she even offered to call Uber for me. I declined because my girl came to get me.
Oh, dear.
If I didn't have my girlfriend, then I definitely would have asked the waitress to come with me to Philly. Anyway, I will go back someday when I'm in the mood for ass-kicking wings. End of Trent.
My.
I'm done with Trent.
Goodbye, Trent, forever.
Now that my skin is crawling once again.
I'm shooting you into a cannon off into the outer space.
I was like, oh, okay. Out into the Delaware.
Out into the Delaware.
That's where those places were, in Delaware.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Actually, I'll put up a big fence. You can stay there. I will say, I do like that the poor server was... She even offered to call me an Uber. Yeah, because you were probably wasted.
Oh, yeah.
And the restaurant doesn't want to be liable for a DUI or a car crash.
There was another one where he's like, this is a good place to get fucked up.
Yeah, it sounds like he's
sounds
really...
Sounds like he has some...
I would have taken her with me to Philly? What does that mean?
Hey, you want to go all the way to Philly with me from Wilmington, Delaware? I don't know how far that is, but it's another state away, so in my mind, that's far.
This man has duct tape in his trunk.
Yes.
And zip ties. I feel it in my bones.
What about in his woman's trunk? What's in there? Maybe that's where he should be,
don't,
if you ask me.
Sounds really unpleasant. Thank you. I think you're missing the innuendo you've created. Okay.
Yes, I missed it until you said that.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted
Let's
to be
move on from
clear
it, please. Please?
That you didn't do it intentionally.
I promise you I did not.
Okay.
I meant that he should be tied up and put in a trunk so he can't bother these poor women.
I'm just going to keep him in Delaware. Okay, Brooke sent an email that says, hi, both.
Hi. Why it's so funny about that?
I don't know. It's
that
like
it was the to me too.
Only time we've ever gotten an email is just like, hi both.
I like that.
Yeah.
I should start doing that. Even if it's just one person.
Big fan of the podcast. I've had to stop listening to it on the bus though because I end up laughing out loud to myself like a weirdo. I'm almost caught up, which makes me sad, but hey, there are worse problems to have. Yeah, I guess.
Are there really? Oh.
I found this 1-star review of a vegan restaurant, definitely the most bougie one in the city, called Envie. The reviewer was pretty harsh, but management was absolutely scathing back. As a former server, I definitely appreciated that management stuck up for their staff, but oh my goodness, it's one journey of a read.
Is this our finale? I'm excited.
This is our finale. This is, actually, I liked it, but then I also thought, I'm going to Canada tomorrow. And I'm going to Halifax, and this restaurant is in Halifax.
You gotta go.
It just was happened to be that way. So, and this
episode will come out while you're in Halifax, actually, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'll be in Cincinnati, well,
you're right.
a few days after this, yeah.
I'll be in Halifax when this comes out, and maybe I'll go to this vegan restaurant.
You better go before this episode comes out, because otherwise there'll be a mob of people waiting to greet you.
Oh, shut up, Alexander. Just saying hi, both. Okay. So this...
Whenever I hear something like that, I do usually think, I wonder if it's a Canadian thing.
Oh, maybe.
And so I'm going to just pretend that's what this is.
So this is Krista's review of Envie. Disgusting bathroom. It's a window to the runnings of this restaurant. The bowl of the toilet looked like it hadn't been clean in months. Feces splattered and there was no soap in the washroom. I went to the staff and advised there was no soap. They said they'd let the people who owned the building know. I advised they needed soap in the washroom now, and they are required to provide it in a restaurant to avoid cross-contamination. I stood there as the two waitstaff looked at me blankly. I asked them what they do to wash their hands, and they said they had their own staff washroom and asked me if I would like to use it. I said no. And then I reiterated that they needed soap in the washroom. They gave me a bottle of soap, and I put it in the washroom and washed my hands. There were no paper towels in the washroom. So you still had to touch every contaminated handle on the way out of there. The washrooms are not maintained by their own admission. Prior to going to the washroom, we did eat there, regrettably, and I won't even comment about the food because we will never eat here again. Now, just keep those details in mind as I read you management's response.
It sounded like if you give a mouse a cookie. I don't know why. Gave them soap. There, no, I need some paper towels with my soap. I don't know how that book goes, but that's how I'm picturing
it. I think that's the Canadian version.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
There's no soap in the washroom.
Well, this reminds me of those places that share a bathroom with multiple places. It's just in a... Okay, sorry, I should let you go.
Management response. Hello there. I had my two servers who were working that evening separately email me a description of this incident, and I wanted to share it with you. My husband and I were not working that evening, so I first and foremost apologize for your tainted experience. I'd like to point out that our washrooms are public washrooms shared by 6+ other businesses in the building, and they are cleaned 4 times a week by a professional cleaner. Because this is not enough to keep a high-use washroom spotless, my husband takes it upon himself to check the washrooms every morning, and our staff knows to tidy up if they use one of the washrooms. I'd also like to point out that our girls are very polite, very accommodating people. I work with them every day, and they always go above and beyond to make our customers' experience unforgettable. Riley mentioned that after she had offered you everything she possibly could to accommodate your needs, you scoffed, huffed, muttered things under your breath, and rolled your eyes at her. Maybe it was then that you received a blank stare? There is no paper towel because there is a hand-drying machine with a sign next to it that reads, "Toilet paper should not be used for hand-drying. Please consider the environment." If you would like to know more about our food safety and health practices in regards to cleanliness, you may contact me directly, and I would be happy to provide you with our food safety officer's contact, who will be able to tell you about the cleanliness of our restaurant. You will be pleased to know that we have passed each and every one of our inspections since we have been open. Wink face. As far as eating there, regrettably, this is something that I was most confused about after reading Riley's email explaining your experience. Riley said, "The dinner went well, and they all enjoyed their entrees very much. And when she came back from the washroom, I apologized again for the misunderstanding and was glad she got some soap. I felt horrible, but they all seemed happy when they left, and the other three in her party thanked me several times on their way out." So, was there a problem with your meal that Riley did not address? If so, it's best to bring these things up while you're dining with us so we can do anything we can to make your experience eating at our restaurant the most pleasant that it can be. Let me give you the real window into the runnings of our restaurant. We are very hardworking individuals who go above and beyond our customers' expectations every day because we care about their health and well-being. We use quality products that are all made in-house. We are all mostly under 30 and our staff is very small. We pride ourselves on the quality of food and service that we provide to our very loyal, very lovely, returning and new customers every day. We work 14 plus hours a day to exhaustion to make sure that we can provide the quality of service that we are known for. But the soap ran out. And our shared washrooms were not attended to, so you had a bad experience. I can understand that. But to relate that experience to our food being like a disgusting bathroom is not accurate, and I think you should reconsider your review. Once again, you may contact me directly about this if you have any additional issues. Deandra.
Woo! Yes.
I know that was so long, but I was like, that is
you
like...
We needed to hear that.
A clap back from Canada.
That was beautiful. That's exactly what you want to hear.
I know. And I bet that person had nothing to say.
Like, there are so many times when the restaurant just says, oh, we're so sorry. Like, please come back and we'll give you something off your order. And at times that's the right way to approach it. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I am so glad
they stood up for themselves
and their staff.
And called the person out without being, like, nasty. Like, mm-hmm. some responses are, like, just angry and bitter and defensive. And it's like... this is just such an eloquent way to respond.
Exactly.
And I also love the fact that they mentioned, like, well, both of my servers said you and your family walked out totally happy and thanked us multiple times. And then you went home and decided it was time to write a bitchy review.
People are terrible.
Sometimes people, like, and that's what you drink. I remember there were a couple times we got, like, really nasty, long, thought-out emails, like, really cruel and mean. And I would respond, like, trying, like, not in a mean way, but just, like, I'm so sorry you feel that way. I never intended this, but like, just know that, you know, this is not how we feel and whatever. And I would try to explain our side. Then the next morning I would get a response. This happens all the time. I get a response saying, sorry, I was just in a really bad mood. I had a really bad day. And I'm like, that's how you cope with it? You
throw it in someone else's
face and ruin their day? Yeah. Exactly.
No, it's terrible.
So I know that happens and it's just obviously, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it happened with our show and we're talking about a one-star review we got.
Oh, yeah.
And then they changed it, and we're like, yeah, I was having a bad day.
It happens all the time, and, like, I get it to an extent, but, like, just to write something like this so nasty and aggressive and mean and, like, ruining a company's reputation.
Yeah. That's not okay.
After you left saying you were happy and, like...
that does affect their business.
Yeah.
It affects the staff.
Yeah.
I mean, it... Anyway. So I'm really... Deandra?
Good job, Deandra. Thank you for standing up for yourself and your employees.
I wish I could be there at 4 p.m. On Monday when Christina will be there eating at your restaurant.
Using your washroom.
Fans in tow.
All my Halifax fans.
Everyone there hanging out waiting for her.
My Nova Scotia fans.
Those little autograph books waiting for you.
Like at Disney when princesses sign your book.
There you go. Oh. Little autograph passport. Oh. It just has two things. You and then me.
Oh.
They'll have to try to find me.
Both.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for those.
That was a fun one.
It was a fun one. And thanks, that was everyone. From Brooke. And that's that.
That's that. Well, thanks, everyone. Again, if you want to write us in to beach2sandy@gmail.com with a subject between you and us, we might read your reviews that you send in. Maybe 6 months down the line, but maybe at some point.
Someday.
Yeah, but we love hearing from you either way. So feel free to just send us an email showering us with love.
We'll maybe feature you in our November episode.
Maybe.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.